shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. Now the dark is alive and it's here to stay. And it leaves you dry.
Is this thing on? In the last episode, the party narrowly defeated that death tyrant. And it wasn't easy, I'll tell you that. Flaffle deals with a bit of a moral dilemma after his friend gets taken by these mysterious figures. Stool drops a couple secrets that he's been holding on to for a while, shocking the rest of the party. And of course, everybody has to sit there and settle with what they've been through. So why don't you guys go ahead and strap on in and enjoy this here episode. I'm not really too sure what's going to happen. I don't know what comes next, but I do know in the Underdark, things always get a little weird.
Sometimes the solution is not what people want to hear, but it's what has to be done.
Maybe Shookashack joining our party was a good thing, because he sees the five, and you two together, if you learn how to work together, might become probably the only actual driving force of this team. Because the rest of us are doers, we're not thinkers. That's probably been our problem with you, why you get upset with us. Because you're the only thinker. And now you have another thinker.
You can see Flaffle's kind of like lost, like a distant thought for a second before kind of snapping back. Yeah.
All I'm saying is, don't say that. You're more than just...
I have to understand that I've always been a tool, and so...
And you see Flaffle kind of stop for a second?
I'm going to see it as a good thing. Like, I've been a good tool, and I will continue to be a good tool.
He picks up a rock and throws it at your head.
We're going to make it...
Doesn't even notice it. Ow!
Ivan.
What?
This part of you is the part of you that I hate. Because if I were to just look at myself as a tool, I would still be under the thumb of a dragon, surrounded by a bunch of other kobolds, watching my people slowly dwindle away the more and more raids that we go on that are completely and utterly fucking pointless until the day that I end up dying for a pointless fucking cause. You are more than a tool. You have your own free will. To think of yourself as a tool is to play into their hands. You save Stool again today.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agree with Flaffle.
Thanks.
Aim begrudgingly.
Ivan's just kind of holding Stool.
Warden speaks up and looks at Flaffle. So being a tool is not a good thing? I'm very confused.
Not in this aspect. Be a tool that you use. You have your own free will.
No, I don't.
Use it.
I actually don't. I do what I am.
Okay, you're kind of like a special case. We're still trying to figure you out. But in the case of Ivan over here, you broke free of your shackles. You're not one of them anymore. You're not Ivan, whatever your clan name, family name is. You are Ivan. The man you choose to be now. You don't choose who dies in a prison cell now. You choose who you save. And today, you save Stool. You may have upset me, but you acted on your instinct and you did what you thought was right. You did what had to be done. And that I respect.
Ivan's just kind of looking at Flapple, a little bit of water in his eyes, but he doesn't really respond with words, just with a look and then a smile, which is probably the first actual smile he's given. You're right, Flaffle. Thank you.
I'm always right.
And he gives you a sly little wink.
Well, how about we do both the best worlds? We think and we act. Right now we have Conrads that are in danger. And I want to save them.
And we're on and the
then
clock.
I want to come down here and I want to blow up every single one of these keepers.
Very least send them a message. All I ask.
Okay, Shuka Shack. I'll defer to you. You know this place. What is the best way to send a message?
The only thing I can think of is possibly that familiar. He has. I have no way of talking to somebody from a long distance.
How much of a question, chance? Oh, go ahead.
Question for DM. Is there like a bell tower?
There is no bell tower. However, there are the gigantic smokestacks from the furnaces and the forges that you could have a vantage point from.
So, question for DM. All right, because this is a fantasy world.
Of course.
Do people know what a SOS means?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if I were to go to these smokestacks, to the, you know, and send off an SOS using the smoke, that'd be something that is understood and...
Mm-hmm. It depends on who sees it. But that is an option.
I don't think Ron would know what an SOS is.
Yeah, but they're with the militia.
Mm-hmm. Out of they smoke.
Oh, burning. Smoke be weirded.
I relay that to
have smarts. I know what smoke is.
Means well, fire.
The best bet, I believe, to send them a message would be to use the smoke and send an SOS on the forges. And is it a smokestack or forges? Forges, right?
They're the smokestacks of the forges, basically.
Okay. Using the smokestack.
To do that, we'd have to relight the furnaces.
You got...
I can do that.
Got a fireball? Flaffle?
I've got one left.
I've got prestidigitation.
And I've got...
We'll be okay.
Reaches in his bag. 3 sticks of dynamite. How hard would it be to get in to see your king?
I had to sneak in.
I have.
My knowledge is a single succubus.
Then why don't we send a message? If we send one small group in to light the furnaces, I don't know if sending an SOS would send as much of a message as just the furnaces being lit at this point. And at the same time, we can see if we can free your king. And at least give Gracklestug a leader to fight against while we figure out what we can do to bring a better fight here.
Appreciate the compromise. I We can try it.
I'm sorry. I'm really bad at compromising. I've been used to being by myself for far too long.
Well, now you have a team. A team of free thinkers.
Yep.
So,
and that is a blessing and a curse.
And with that being said, I need everyone to make a wisdom saving throw.
Fuck.
Hey.
This is a heartfelt moment. Why would you ruin it?
I'm not. Does our pally have his aura yet?
Nope, level 6.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. I'm putting my dice. Give me 1 second.
Because I need to get to level 6, like, right now. If you do, like, some push-ups, get some XP in. All
right, bro.
That would be a dirty 20.
Can I enhance ability real quick to give me a reroll on that?
Yeah, if you want to roll the d20 for the...
I'll roll that d20. Yeah.
14.
Hey, let's go.
There you go, 15. Okay, thank God. I'm using that 80, owl's 20. One. Come on. Don't fuck me. 12.
You are good.
Oh, once God, I rolled high, 18.
Okay. It was a natural 1. Ooh, originally. I saved myself from a 1.
So, the general consensus is to move out and try to light the forges, correct?
I think a small team is going to light the forges. Are we doing that, or are we... And then another group is going to free, or are we all moving together?
I don't have the map up. Are the forges on the way, like, in the same general direction as the... castle?
No. So, you guys are down in this area over here, okay? The forges are all here.
Oh. There. It is the king's palace.
Right.
They have one down.
Okay, so it is on the way.
Yeah.
To...
And where you guys... Well, Flaffle saw all that kerfuffle going on is all over here.
Okay.
That's where all the abominations were?
Correct.
So I have an idea.
Oh.
So that we don't get caught up in another conflict like we did last time and waste time and let them know that we're coming even more. Or at least let them know what our plan is. I can call forth the familiar and send it ahead of us so that I can pick up on enemies so we can move around them. Then I have this spell that I've always kind of used that I used to get out of Mensa Baranzen. And originally, it kind of makes the shadows hug you, is the best way. Hold you really tightly and make it really hard for people to see you. So we could possibly stealth through. What do you guys think about that?
Sounds like a plan.
I'm here for it.
Okay. It's going to take a moment. As Ivan pulls some of his hair out, nicks his hand with his sickle, and holds the hair in his hand with the blood as he places it down on the ground. He begins to kind of, all the stars on his body begin to move and shift into different rotations. As the hair and blood begins to smolder and build up into like an egg. And then as it begins to shake, it cracks, and Ivan is really focusing on this, but also at the same time just realizing that he is actually playing a greater part in the plans, and he's taking Flaffle's words to real heart, because he's been told by the party that, you know, he's not a tool, but he's never been told that he's been respected before by somebody who originally didn't like him. And so this is playing a major role in his mind, and you can see as that dragon constellation on him is starting to flicker, starting to light up a little bit. As the egg cracks, a small very, like, cat-sized dragon that is got the, like, rainbow-esque coloring to it, where it goes through the chromatic and ends with a platinum tip tail. That looks different.
I like about half of it.
Last time it was an owl.
It can still fly there, right?
Yeah. It's got wings. Hey, buddy.
Fleffel immediately starts scavenging the room, looking for, like, little bits and bobs, just pebbles, rocks, bone shards, what have you.
Last game, actually, there were some rewards that were handed out. Those are what you find.
Okay. They're not magical little items?
No, there was, like, coins and...
Okay.
I believe it was the...
Fluffle gathers up 5 coins.
Can your little guy hold these and drop them off?
I think so, yeah. He should be able to carry them.
Neat.
As you see Fluffle pick up one of the coins and go...
The time to free the king is now. Make your way to the palace.
And then he hands you the coin as you hear the coin repeat.
The time to free the king now is now. Make your way to the palace.
As he then does the same to all the other coins.
Can you direct your familiar to drop these off to our allies?
If, I can explain them to him. And then, he'll fly through the caves to give us a view of the caverns to give us a view of our enemy's location, and then he'll go off and do that. You hear that, buddy? As he, like, tears off a piece of his under armor and makes a little, like, satchel that goes around his neck so that he can just, like, reach in and grab and throw.
Okay.
You're gonna fly through the caverns ahead of us so that we can get to the smokestacks. The forges. And then you're going to, when you're done doing that, then you're going to fly to the top and give these to a rather large gentleman who speaks very pompously, and I can't remember what creature he is, but he looks around to the party. He's a Qui-Goth.
Tell him to drop them off wherever he sees fighting.
Yeah,
even if there's little pockets of resistance.
Wherever you see people that don't look like bad guys, give them to them. And when you see fighting, go there and give them. But don't get into the fight. Be safe.
Just drop the coin.
Yeah, he nods his head and begins to take off.
I will... look at the party as you see Ivan's eyes start to cloud over. I can see through his eyes as I'm now just like watching this little familiar flying through the caverns. However, so now I can now watch and see where everything is.
It's up to a mile, correct?
I can command him up to a mile.
But you can... Okay. All right. Yep. So he begins to fly and will reveal more of the map for you. So this is the room that Flaffel saw.
Yeah.
He flies here. Do you tell him to go right or left?
So I'm going to ask, as we come to this intersection, there is a right or left passage, Shookashack. Which way do I go to the forges?
I quickly pull out the map that was given to me and pass it to you.
I was going to say, I even can't see shit. But I can hear you guys, but I can't see any you guys. Which way do I have them go?
We're sending them through the tunnels?
Yes, to the forge.
So, like, quick question for DM, like a point of order type deal. As though when we entered in here, we walked down a long corridor or something.
Yeah, so but when you guys entered... No. When you guys entered, essentially the Whirlstone Tunnels are right off of the Cleft District. So you have to walk down a corridor or, like, walk down the Cleft District itself to go into the Whirlstone Tunnels. There's a, like, 100-foot-long tunnel down, and that's where you met the first intersection with the three different ways, with two of them being blocked by rock. And then that's what led you here. You would know there is passages that will lead you to the forges and to the rest of the city, as these kind of go all underneath the city itself. Right. However, you haven't been here yourself. And you haven't seen it yourself.
That's why I gave you the map.
So I would say make a history check.
Can I help him with this?
Absolutely.
I'm like reaching out for somebody to hold on to as I find Shookashack and just kind of grasp him. I have faith in you, buddy, and I give him guidance.
Okay.
Pretty good roll. 18.
Okay. You would know that there are a few different outposts in the Whirlstone Tunnels. There are a few different areas that are inhabited by different parts of the Grey Ghosts, which is what the organization that Droki runs. You know that there is a prison. You know that there is an obelisk. And I would say you would know that there is a pond from the Darklick that you have always been told to stay the fuck away from.
Okay.
So you would know that from here off of that, your best bet to get to where you need to go would be to go left.
Yeah, so I tell him that.
All right. I have him go left. Okay. I have him go left.
Okay.
And so then I also give him a secondary order before he flies too far out, to add on to the once you're done, fly to the top and then do what you need to do, is if you go so far that you don't hear my voice, gower as much of the tunnel as you can safely until you find the forge.
Alrighty. So this intersection here, you look to the left and you see the cave-in with the where the Dark Lake pond, one of the Dark Lake ponds are. To the right, you see a long hallway that splits. You see two little entrances there.
I explain this this view to the party. Which way do I continue straight, or do I split off? Which way do I go?
I imagine Flaff was like looking over your shoulder, like questioning little things and asking you.
Okay, so if that side of the city is here, then that tunnel should lead, and this is how he's like helping you.
Yeah,
help him navigate. It's like Bruce Banner and Tony Stark chatting it up inside the.
That's basically what this is.
Yeah.
I'm the Scarlet Witch here.
Oh, which one of these spots have a draft? Because I figure which way the wind is blowing in from, that has to be the nearest edge.
Can you feel what your familiar feels?
No.
Can you ask your familiar?
Can you still talk to him?
I'm still able to reach him, right?
Yep.
See, close. Okay, so I'm gonna ask him, do you feel a breeze? Can you point the direction you feel wind coming from?
He would point. Let's see. Would point this way.
Which way?
Sorry, I turned my head. Go that way.
It's okay. This
go down the long corridor.
So basically, I'm supposed to go this way.
Correct.
Right? Okay, so then, yeah. I let him know. Head the direction you feel the wind from.
Okay.
Would we be following it, by the way?
I think that we should figure out the direction we're supposed to go, see if there's any enemies, and then go. But if we're walking, I'm blind, so you'll have to protect me.
While we wait, can one of you jump up there and get my rod back?
Kazan will jump up and do that.
Kazan is the one that put it up there in the first place. I did not want to forget that.
This thing has become very useful.
Shoves it in his bag.
All right. Thanks, shoot. So you reveal more of the corridor, and you see it leads to a door. Steel door.
And this whole time, the familiar and I haven't seen any enemies, right?
Correct. It's just been quiet.
I'm gonna make sure they know that.
Yeah. Point of order for DM.
Quiet. Yep.
Everything we've been saying, at least for Flaffle, he has been saying over the Stool Network.
Okay.
He has not been saying anything out loud.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea. After the thing with Droki.
Yep.
So you do see a large steel door. However, you do see two little cracks that it looks like your creature can fit through.
Okay. I will have him go through those cracks.
Which one do you have him go to first?
Has Ivan describing these things to us as he flies?
In extreme detail.
Yeah, and we haven't seen any enemies along the way? Detail.
No enemies. No enemies.
Flaffle would look at it and be like, do you have a range on that thing?
I can see as far as he goes, but I can only seem to talk to him about a mile out. As it gets closer to a mile, I lose reception.
We should probably start making our way towards that door.
Hey, you guys are going to need to guide me. I can't see where I'm going.
Flaffle, we grabbed one of those mushrooms that Droki told us about, right? The, imposter Droki. Right?
Yep.
Flaffle pulls out the one that's supposed to shrink people and shoves it in Ivan's mouth.
I need Ivan to make a constitution saving throw.
Can I willingly fail this? Because I was surprised by it.
Absolutely can.
Chew it up and swallow it. Medicine.
All right. Oh, God. I hate mushrooms.
I'm sure it tastes like dirt.
You chose to fail. Fuck.
I hate mushrooms.
His head explodes.
No! Okay. You're going to take 7 points of acid damage.
Ow.
And you are now poisoned. You didn't check the mushroom.
I don't think this mushroom did... what yours?
Oh shit! Yeah, no, sorry, sorry. A lot going on right now. That was imposter Droki. Shit!
Your paladin.
Help. Yeah, lesser restoration. I'm gonna use the charge from my sword.
You also have that 5 points that you could use from lay on hands.
True.
That cures poison.
Yeah, I'll do that instead. I'll save that lesser restoration charge.
Okay.
Probably the best thing I ever had guarding me was paladins.
Yep.
So many times that I get infected. All right.
Flaffle pulls out the rest of the mushrooms to start like checking them nature wise.
Make an okay. Check.
Oh man, I could just taste the mushroom.
Hmm.
It's 24.
These are not pygmy warts. You know pygmy warts to be the one that shrink or enlarge people. This is a poisonous mushroom.
I quickly describe what a pygmy wart looks like to Ivan and ask if he's seen any along the way.
You have I? Nope.
No.
No, nothing like that.
Well, we're going to hold on to these mushrooms for later. They're going to come in handy eventually. He throws them back in his bag.
I think also, that's like the mentality of a hoarder, but I agree.
Yeah. I mean, bag of holding, man.
Hoarder's best friend.
Yes, sir. Organized chaos. My favorite kind.
Okay. Which tunnel do you send him down first?
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, wait, well, if if we're gonna walk, then
Warden, can you please pick him up and let's go? Ivan, say uppies.
Yeah. Uppies. As he like holds his hands into the void.
Warden just lifts Ivan up.
I am very light. I'm a very light person. I weigh 130 pounds.
Okay, Kazad.
Put him on her shoulder.
Lead the way. Warden. Piggyback our friend. Liers, it's probably best for you to take up the back, and me and Shookashack will carry forth. Sounds good?
I'm going to have the dragon kind of wait there in kind of up high place until we get closer.
Okay.
So we're going to start heading, and I'm going to start to kind of like, I'm going to like pull back. Not pull back, but I'm going to be like, all right, explain to me where we're going, and I'll tell you which direction. And I'm going to start to try to guide them. Do I roll survival?
I would say you would be able to distinguish where you're going, because it's a very simple area right now. So as you guys make it to the room that Flaffle went to, you do indeed see what he saw. A room that was once full of life with Mike and Ed and other things are dead. Heads blown off. Good.
Real quick point of order, edit this output, but perhaps we should zoom in to the map, because I noticed rewatching some of the videos, it's really hard to see who is who, what is what, if the map is completely zoomed out.
Is that something that's on Puds in, or that's mine?
If he's got the map up, for the overlay, he'll have to zoom in manually.
Okay. I was about to say, everybody, we can also just like use one character for now, just because you guys are moving. But y'all are more than welcome to put your token.
I think my token's already on the map. Unless
it looks like.
Yeah.
Everybody except for the Flaffle.
I wish we could change grow this. Size of our
Also, it goes without saying at this point, Flaffle has also dropped the Champra disguise that probably happened back when he was meeting up with Rumpadump for the first time.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys move into this area here, and then further up you see more mushrooms and other fungi.
I'm surrounded by fun guys.
Ayo. And you look, and since you guys are there now, I will reveal more of this area here. You see this goes into a long ass
hall. long ass cave line.
But you guys move left. To this intersection, to where, if you guys want to, by the way, make perception checks, investigation checks as you're.
I'm blind.
I'm definitely doing.
I'll be doing some investigations along the way.
Okay.
Whoever needs that guidance spell, Ivan yells out. Go ahead, let me know so I can tap you. You just gotta come close enough for me to reach you on Morden. As he's, like, reaching down into the void.
That would be a 15 for perception and 19
15 for investigation.
Investigation.
How dare you outroll me for investigation? That's my thing.
I know!
Stay in your lane, Warden!
Okay. You guys, with the higher rolls, would see a little grove here. Of mushrooms and a small little tunnel that only looks like Flaffle or the two Myconids could go in. But you do come to this intersection where you see a pathway going this way. And one going this way. Like I said, also do not follow the red lines. That is something from the original that is not in here anymore.
Yeah, we are off the rails.
Yeah, homebrew. All right. And you meet back up with right where you're...
I'm just going to say, like Ivan says out loud, it's weird looking at yourself.
Yep. As you see the creature.
It's, hi, me. Me says hi. Hi. Oh, I see. It's weird. Is that the way that I always look when I talk? Why has no one punched me yet? I have a very punchable face.
And I'm assuming...
You really got to stop being so hard on yourself, man.
Stool network?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So you do get to this, and we can use those same rolls. You do hear coming from the door something behind.
Tell everyone. So if you hear enemies, right? Or at least people, things on the other side of that door?
Which way does the... Like, looking at the door, can we see which way the door opens?
It opens...
Does it come in out. Towards us?
Mm-mm. Oh, yes. Yeah, it goes out. Basically, it opens...
In towards us?
Yes.
Okay. So, hear me out. I was to slowly open the door while casting... Or have someone slowly open the door while I cast Minor Illusion to make it look like the door is still there. And I slightly, like... I don't know... Increase the gap, or is there on the bottom so maybe someone can peek underneath, or
let the dragon
in? Tank.
Yeah, there are some steel bars up towards the top that lead to a window. You guys got close enough to it, you could see.
Okay. I will cast Pass Without a Trace.
Okay, d20 roll.
Love that spell.
18.
Good.
I'm not a wild magic sorcerer today.
Not today.
Wait for combat. Yep.
Okay. So everyone roll stealth.
And you get it at a plus 10 to the roll.
Oh, the old Flapple special. Hulk remembers those.
Now, I'm not walking.
That is a natural 20 on my stealth.
Holy
that
is a, shit.
I was so one away.
I am so glad that I'm not wearing heavy armor anymore.
So I'm not walking. Would I still... I'm just going to roll with the disadvantage.
Yeah. I have disadvantage, and I just rolled 2 natural 20s.
Let's fucking what? Go.
Nice. Fuck your bitch in the click you claim.
That's a 6 plus 10 for a 16.
Okay.
Wait. Guidance.
I got 15.
Plus 4 10, for a so dirty 25. 20. I got a 22, guys.
I got
a really worked total. Hard for one.
Thanks to the magical cloaking, you guys are able to approach the door. Whoever would like to look inside, I need a perception check.
Okie dokie.
Don't worry, guys. Ivan can do it.
Oh, no.
30, 20. Is
that a... Hey.
At an 8.
Just imagine Warden sitting there peering through while holding like Ivan like a very angry cat. Like Ivan's just like,
let me in. Ow.
Okay.
Now I just have an image of Warden picking people up by the scruff of their shirt and being like, no, bad kitty.
Little squirt bottle.
What we've been doing.
We don't have a tabaxi.
A squirt bottle comes in handy once again.
What you guys see in front of you. Who had the highest roll? Was it?
I think it was Warden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Warden. What you see. And with the DC was 20. To see what was all in there. So. The first thing you notice as you are peering into this room is a heavy, unpleasant musk in the air coming from cages,
like
some
from
both scrap and iron on both sides of the chamber. A spiral path circles into the center of the room, marked off by small stone pylons. You see four Duergar cladded in white robes with red trimmings. In the jail cells, are members of the city that you've known very well, and something very peculiar. On the far right, you see an egg. On the far left, you see worse. The Droki's right-hand man that basically gives out quests and everything. And in the middle, to be looking like he is almost within an inch of death, is Droki.
Ivan, I can feel it, like, yeah.
What you do see, however, is an opening on the back side of the cavern. With no door.
Like there's.
What are your giant robot eyes see?
My familiar lands on the top of Warden's head.
Starts pecking it a little.
Again.
Answer.
She's just become Bastion from Overwatch.
Warden.
This is all through the network, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We'll explain. There's, I believe, four enemies. Flaffle, your friends are Kate. There's an egg in there.
It is a big fucking egg.
What?
It's a very big egg.
Color is the egg?
What color is the egg?
Red.
A red.
Okay, Ivan's, we gotta get in there.
Ivan's gonna also state, like, one of the friends in there is Droki.
Before we go in, I'm going to pop Arcane Recovery and I'm going to use my Channel Divinity to restore another spell slot as well.
Okay. Freaking same, bro.
Yeah. What do you guys say we get the literal drop on them?
Kazan already has both swords out, and you're seeing, like, that stereotypical I'm about to fucking kill everything in that room drow smile.
I love the look on your face right now as Flaffle pulls out a rope, and you watch the rope slowly start to ascend straight up. I'm going to go ahead and roll the D20 now.
D20?
Can,
question for DM.
Wisdom save.
Oh, oh yeah.
Switch.
It was a nat 1.
Oh, no!
Can Kazad just kind of sneak through the door while this is happening? Because I've got like a natural 20 on that stealth.
The door is locked.
Can I ask a question for DM? Because I wanted to hang out with y'all. At any point, would you consider us to have taken a short rest?
No.
Okay. So next thing I was going to bring up to the party was, you know, for the rope trick, I could knock the door open and cast a minor illusion over it to make it appear that it's still closed while we can just walk right through.
Let's ignore that nat one and say that Flaffle goes, that makes perfect sense, and shoves the rope back in his pocket.
Nat one.
Yikes.
You really gotta speak up sooner, man, before I start rolling these ones.
I said it.
He did say it, to be fair.
He did say it.
He
did say it. Mm-hmm. Yep,
he did say it earlier.
Put and edit out everything that I have said about a rope.
There was never a rope. The rope is a conspiracy.
Hey, it could be a good thing. You never know. It could be a good thing.
He was so excited to use rope trick. Nah, he loves rope trick. He was so excited to finally use it again.
I love rope trick.
Okay. Rope trick is so nasty.
For the fun of it, roll a D100.
For the fun of it. We're all going to die.
He's now invisible.
That Fucking invisible fly.
I go in and just let out one of the gnarliest cobalt farts right in the middle of these guys.
Ew.
Petrifies everyone.
84.
I'm a hand of...
Yes, it's good. It's
I
good
stick
for
with
us,
the
right?
nat one. I stick with the nat one. The rope is out. The rope is out.
So instead of pulling out a rope, you pull out small obsidian doorway.
Oh, what the fuck?
Shit. I beg your finest fucking pardon.
What? You're just like, pop? What the fuck?
Summon a demon?
The dragon just turns around and Ivan says, what the hell?
Nope. A small obsidian doorway appears in your hand.
Fucking dimension door? What's going on here?
What is that?
Oh shit, it is!
You have now spawned a custom item that allows you to cast Dimension Door once per day. This can only
Holy
happen
shit.
Once.
Holy shit!
It can only happen what?
Fuck once. You.
You could only... We could only roll that once.
Wow.
We just got...
What are the fucking odds?
Open the door in the cell.
Hell yeah.
You could literally open it here, get Droki out... And never have to fight them.
So, hear me out.
Do it.
Can I cast a minor illusion to make it appear like there's a wall right in front of where he's going to open the door?
Absolutely, if you want to.
I have a question about dimension door.
Just to make sure.
Can it only be upright, or can I make a dimension door horizontal?
On the floor?
Dimension door actually does not specify whether it has to be upright or on the floor. I have used it to drop through the floor before.
Good.
So hypothetically, if I opened a dimension door underneath the four guys and then opened up the other end above the Dark Lake entrance behind us.
Yep, you could do that.
It has to be less than 500 feet.
We're playing Portal. We're playing Portal.
Waffle stops, looks at this thing, goes, hold on, guys.
Do it.
I got a brilliant idea. If you scamper off real quick, I'm going to open up one end. Above the Dark Lake, and then scurry back and open the other end directly underneath the four guards.
They can't even roll that.
Man.
Alright, so you run over, place this, you run back, and then you open the door to basically Doctor Strange them into another fucking dimension.
Sir, did you think I was Iron Man? No, sir. Doctor Strange.
You hear?
In the form of that little shark, Jeff.
What the? Remember, it was a red one.
Today's episode is brought to you by Marvel Rivals.
Not Nerf really, but...
I want that Marvel skin for Rocket, please.
It would be a perfect skin.
That would be crazy, yeah.
That would be fucking great. Someone mod that, please.
Yeah, so dimension door opens. They don't see it coming, so where are my dice? I fucking dropped that one on the ground like a dumbass. Fails. Fucking fails. Uber fails. And that's a natural one.
Let's go.
Every single one of them.
Do that Looney Tunes thing where they kick
drops.
Their feet.
Yep.
Oh, bother.
To which Droki and Wurz both kind of look up very quickly and start looking around in panic. And behind you, you hear the sounds of splashing water and screams.
Tentacle sounds and roaring and
the maniacal laughter of Cobalt going.
Yep. Yone has summoned his tentacles to just pull everybody down and is now in the Elder Scroll Nightmare.
Now they're in they're in the Grand Quest.
That's fun.
Oh, that's really not good for them.
Oh, we need a crossover.
Yes. Would Zod
is
gonna
this is the crossover. You now have four white robe guys in your campaign.
And he's going to point to the door and he's going to be like, okay, breach it.
Okay, who knows how to open the door?
I want to
kick it down.
Well, hold on. Let Shukashak. I think we should let Shukashak just knock.
You know what?
That's what he wanted to do.
Let's just save it. There's no point now. We don't have to do it.
In that case, Kazad's going to use the help action on Ward.
Yeah, just pick her up and then
plow through that door.
Flaffle also pulls out horizontally these tools because I could just pick the lock.
Boom!
That would be
Flaffle shoves them back in. Flaffle just shoves them back in his bag. Never mind.
Fucking Warden just goes like backwards, and Ivan's just like, what?
Warden legitimately kicks this thing open and stands there like the big bird meme from Vine. Just kicks the fucking door open, stands there, and they're just like, why is this shit?
Just an Ivan hanging off of her neck, like
as a Flaffle runs between her legs straight up to Droki.
Yeah, Kazad's gonna move into the room as well and start looking around, making sure that if there's anyone else in cages that they're not hurt.
What'd you say, Shukashak?
I was just gonna go in as well and ask them, the guards, they didn't have the keys on them, did they?
There's that Flaffle?
Flaffle walks up to Droki and slaps him and goes, if you ever get captured again and an imposter takes your place, please let me know.
There was an imposter?
And then he hugs him.
And that is where we're in today's session.
Fucking fire. Like and subscribe, everyone. We love you. Good night.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.